finishing another probe into a former president. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A special grand jury in Atlanta called to investigate claims former President Trump interfered with Georgia's presidential election in 2020 is now done with its work.
And is delivering its report to a judge. The investigation stems from a phone call between the then president and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which Mr. Trump is alleged to have asked how to find enough extra votes needed to win the state. The grand jury cannot issue indictments, though its findings could be used to eventually charge someone. The judge is dissolving this grand jury and will hold a hearing to determine if the report should be made public.
Fox's Eben Brown. President Biden is meeting with the leaders of Mexico and Canada today in Mexico City. The three are expected to discuss migration, border security, the economy, and other issues during that summit. At least 12 deaths now reported in California as heavy rain, snow, and high winds continue slamming the state.
With tens of thousands of people still without power, amid evacuation orders also in place across parts of Northern California due to flooding and downed trees.
Oh, it's terrible. It's scary.
It's a little intimidating, just making sure that our house is ready and that everything is bolted down.
There in Concord, California, schools across Sacramento also closed today as the region braces for more rain and heavy snowpack across the Sierras.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Brazilian authorities vowed today to protect democracy and punish thousands of supporters of ex-president Jair Bolsonaro, who stormed and trashed the nation's highest seats of power. Protesters swarmed into Congress, the Supreme Court, and presidential palace yesterday, with many wanting the Brazilian army to restore the far-right Bolsonaro to power and oust the newly inaugurated leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Supreme Court is back in session.
This week, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case about a law firm's right to keep its communications with clients secret. In February, a case challenging laws designed to shield tech companies from liability for content shared by third parties. And on the Biden administration's plan to wipe out over $400 billion in student loan debt for 40 million Americans. It will also hear arguments regarding Title 42 on March 1st, a pandemic authority allowing border agents to turn away migrants at the U.S. southern border to protect public health. The high court pausing the expiration of the policy in December, allowing it to remain in place until justices hear a challenge from Republican-led states. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Searchers have located the body of a second snowmobiler killed in a Colorado mountain avalanche. The body of the 52-year-old man was discovered by crews using dogs and probing the avalanche field. Another victim was found shortly after Saturday's avalanche outside Winter Park. New details emerging in the case of a missing Massachusetts mother as her husband now faces charges.
Brian Walsh is charged with misleading police, but the DA's office isn't saying exactly how Brian Walsh deceived authorities. He was arrested at his home yesterday, 8 days after he says he last saw his wife, Anna. The couple's three children, who are between the ages of 2 and 6, were also taken away in a separate vehicle as police started searching the house. Now, on New Year's Day, the mother of three was supposed to take a rideshare to Logan International Airport in Boston to fly to Washington, D.C., for work, but she never boarded that flight. Her husband and employer, they both reported her missing last Wednesday at the same time.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Avatar, The Way of Water, number one again with $45 million worth of box office ticket sales in North America. The evil doll horror flick Megan debuts with a better than expected $32.2 million in ticket sales to claim the number two spot. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.